Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, a live call-in talk show presented by the Triana Prevention Center of Port Charlotte. This show is your chance to call in and interact with one of the area's most forward-thinking physicians and ask your questions or even offer your opinions. Our phone numbers for when you're ready to call are 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And now from the Triana Prevention Center, here is Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. And as I drove over here and had so much rain come down, I'm going, oh boy, my plants are really happy.
My grass is too, except I can't get to mow it yet.
I love the rain, and we live in such a beautiful place. When you go over the bridge, you see the rain falling, you see the rain on, and everything comes out so green. I just feel so blessed. And I want to say thank you. Last week, Dr. Marina Johnson, which if anybody missed that program, please, you have to go to my website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com, all one word, and listen to Dr. Johnson as a guest last week. Now, she also has a website, and she enjoyed the program so much, she put the show on her website and on her Facebook page.
Very cool. Very nice.
So that is, I feel very honored. And she said she enjoyed it so much, she would love to do it again.
There you go. A repeat guest is always good.
It's wonderful. So every woman out there, every woman, every man who has a woman in their life, whether it be a mother, a sister, a girlfriend, a wife, needs to listen to this program. The men need to listen to it also. It is so important. It's about menopause, about hormones. It is so good. And I'm going to talk a little bit the highlights of what she said. But first, I'd like everyone to know that at the Triana Prevention Center, we're there to prevent, as you know, medical events. But the core of the practice is I'm a family physician who specializes in you. And that's from the American Academy of Family Physicians, which I am also a member. So everyone should have a family physician to develop trust, confidence, to have kindness and caring. It's so important. I feel that when you get to know a patient, as when a patient comes to me for the first time, I say, you're getting to know me and I'm getting to know you. And that's part of the doctor-patient relationship. It's knowing the patient, what is their health problems, what medicines they're on, what are things that we can prevent. And my staff and I, we try to share knowledge with the patients so they can be responsible and learn more about their health.
Having a consistency with
it
a
is.
Doctor.
It's very consistent. And also knowing that you have somebody that you can call on, that you can trust. Now, I have patients that I've had for years and years and years, and the family, I know their family dynamics. We ask them more than, how are you today? We want to know, how is the patient feeling? What has changed in your life? What doctors have you seen since I last saw you? Which, by the way, if I sound a little different today, I have a bit of a cold.
That's why I'm sitting way across the other side of the room. Just kidding.
So I have a cold. Anyway, so if I sound a little stuffy, like they say, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, I had a patient tell me one time, do doctors get sick?
No. You guys are immune, right?
Well, we are a lot, but you know, we're humans.
Oh, so, absolutely. Do you find it, though, just side note here, do you find it, though, that you do fight it off because you see so much of it?
Yes.
That your body's already said, yeah, I've seen that before. I know how to take care of it.
Yes, but also the very important that many people forget, hand washing, hand washing, hand washing. A lot of people forget to hand wash. And that is the best thing to prevent the spread of germs, of viruses. You got to hand wash. You know, it's very, very important. I mean, I don't think people need to be overly obsessive, but I think you need to have hand wash, and it's very important to remember that. So as a family physician, I am here to also to prevent a major event in a patient's life. If I can do something to take care of the patient, to give more good years to their life, to improve their quality of life, to make them more comfortable, that's what I try to do. Now, of course, the patient needs to get involved. As I tell patients, there's no magic pill for everything here. If your cholesterol is high, you need to watch your diet too. If you're sick and you have high blood pressure, you need to watch your salt intake. You need to exercise. So my training as a family physician puts me in a unique position. Plus, I now have my, I'm a diplomat of the clinical lipidology. So as a lipidologist, and people always go, what is a lipid? I said, I'm the person who's going to prevent that heart attack and stroke because it's the cholesterol that builds up in your arteries, that forms a plaque, that ruptures and causes the heart attack and stroke. I'm the person who's going to try to prevent you from being diagnosed as long as possible a diabetic so we can protect your organs. And I am also the person, the doctor. And if we have any calls, I guess we should give the number again.
Yeah, 206-1580. Or if you're outside the calling area, 888-441-1580. Don't forget, you can also listen online. If you can't be right by your radio, you can listen online, iHeartRadio or WCCFAM.com.
Right. And also the old programs, which I was so thrilled to have Dr. Johnson. And in the future, we're going to be having more guests who are well known. And try not to miss those programs. I'll announce them ahead of time.
There you go.
And, you know, I run into people in the community and they say, oh, Dr. Triana, I love your show. And I listen to it. I try to catch it. And, you know, it gives me such pleasure. And a lot of my patients, too, will say, or people that I meet say, I don't call in because I want to hear all the information.
Well, if you call in, you can still hear what's going on until we get to you, and then you can hear what's going on.
Right.
So don't worry. You won't miss anything if you call us, 206-1580, 888-441-1580.
So at the Triana Prevention Center, I'm a family medicine physician, a lipidologist, and also I treat women with menopause. And that's why it was so important to have someone like Dr. Marina Johnson, who wrote the book, Outliving Your Ovaries. Now, I've already run into other people and they've already said, oh, I've ordered the book or I downloaded it on my Kindle. It is an incredible book. It's a book you're going to want to read over again. I've read it. I'm reading it again. There's so much information. And when Dr. Johnson talked and spoke about women suffering, we're different than men. We go through different stages of life. We do the childbearing. We have menstrual cycles. We are the mothers, the nurturers. We also go through menopause. So that is very important. And I don't want any of the men to feel that they're being left out, because we will speak also in the future about men's health issues. But you know, we live together as a community. So if you live with a woman, or like I said, your sister, and you know that they have had these changes of life or these life cycles, then you need to know what's going on if you're a man.
So it's almost, you're kind of giving us a guidebook, us guys who need to know, hey, why is this happening? Oh, now we know why it's happening and we can maybe help out if there's a way to help out.
Yes. One of the things that Dr. Johnson talked about was the Women's Health Initiative, which was a big study that is now 10 years old. That study changed how women were being treated for menopause. Before that time, it was thought that treating all women like a one-size-fits-all with hormones would help prevent that heart attack. After the Women's Health Initiative came out, everybody got scared and says, oh my gosh, we can't give women hormones. So after further investigation and breaking down who were the people in the Women's Health Initiative, we know now after 10 years that the age between 50 and 59 was the group of women that most benefit by taking hormone therapy to prevent cardiovascular disease. We know that timing is important, the first 10 years. We know that it's important, too, to look at the underlying risk. We have discussed risk before. What is the risk for vascular disease, heart disease? Smoking, sedentary lifestyle, diabetes, a waist greater than 35 inches in women, 40 inches in men, and elevated cholesterol. This is very important, a family history of heart disease. So when a patient comes to see me, we gather all that information to make an assessment of what we need to do. So if a patient is at a high risk, well, we better, I had a patient, she was at high risk. We found plaque in her arteries, and I told her, what are you waiting for? Her cholesterol was very high. She did not want to take medication, but her cholesterol was high. If we find disease, well, why wouldn't you want to do something about it?
What are you waiting for? That's a good question.
What are you waiting for? What? And that is, I tell patients, what are you waiting for? The woman who's having irregular periods, who's starting to have hot flashes, you need to see someone who will take care of you. And those are the patients I also see. The woman who is or has just ended her periods, her menstruation, and she is in menopause and is very uncomfortable, who has hot flashes, who has dryness in their vagina, who says, I'm not interested in having a relationship with my husband or spouse. All this is important. It's not in your head. It's a physical process. Growing up as a woman, a lot of times, other people would say, that's just in your head. You know, you're just getting your period and you're getting anxious. Well, guess what? Hormones affect our brains. Our whole body is so intertwined that you cannot take one part of the body and toss it out and say, don't pay attention to the rest. You cannot do that. And that's why the family physician looks at the total patient. You cannot say that one part is not important. When a patient comes in and they're elderly and their nails have never been cut or they're a diabetic and their feet are swollen, all that is very important. Or if the patient tells me, I get shorter breath, I have no chest pains, they'll say, but I get shorter breath when I do my vacuuming in my house. Or if a man says, I get chest pains, but it's nothing. No, we need to listen to our bodies. We need to communicate to our doctors what we feel.
Do you find that it's difficult or one of the challenging things that you have to actually draw this out of people when you're talking with them, that they don't they don't necessarily pick up in their mind, well, I'm short of breath, well, I'm just, you know, out of shape, I haven't worked out in years, or whatever the case might be, that you have to kind of pull teeth to get those answers out of those people?
Yes. Now, obviously you could tell I'm very, I have an outgoing personality. And I can
very evident, yes.
And I can speak to anyone. But sometimes you just have to ask the patient, and if they don't want to answer, I don't push it. But then later maybe I'll ask the question in a different way. Because I tell patients, the more I know about you, the better I can take care of you.
If you leave one small detail out, it may be the most important detail that Dr. Triana needs.
Oh, well, patients will say, oh, by the way, they'll say at the end of the visit, I forgot to tell you, so my specialist, whatever the other doctors, put them on a medicine. I said, well, that's very important to know. That's why every time we ask patients, have you changed your medications? Are you taking your medications? And if the patient can't remember, bring in a family member. You know, the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? That is so true. If we can help a patient before they fall down and break a hip, before they develop a heart attack or have a stroke because their blood pressure was so high, that ounce of prevention is well worth it, not just to the patient, but to the whole family.
If you have questions for Dr. Triana, we know you have questions. We know you're sitting out there right now listening to this. You have questions. Give us a call, 206-1580 or 888-441-1580.
The other thing I would like to say is I thought Dr. Johnson was very good at saying how a lot of people live their life by the, quote, sound bites, little snippets of information, but they don't get the whole story. The whole story is important. That's why, as a physician, I try to read the whole story. What is the theory? What were the research articles that caused us to change the way we treat patients? And we need to personalize the care to every one of us. We are all an individual. Every one of us responds differently. Everyone has different priorities. We need to individualize the care to the patient. So when Dr. Johnson was talking about statistics, and she said one of the first thing was when women go on hormone therapy is the fear of breast cancer. 10,000 women, she said, in 5 years, 30 women will develop breast cancer. If you take another 10,000 women and you put them on estrogen therapy, 38 women will develop breast cancer. That's 8 more than the first 10,000. So again, you need to weigh the risk and the benefit. If the benefit is the quality of life, prevention of a heart attack or stroke, helping your bones, helping your brain to think better, these are the things we need to look at. Just as I have said before, 1 in 3 women are going to die of a heart attack.
Wow.
So, 1 in 30 will die of breast cancer. So if you put 3 women in a room, one of them is going to die. So that is the number one killer of women and men. Heart disease, vascular disease. There is so much we can do to prevent it. So much. And also prevent a patient from developing diabetes, which we know is a risk factor associated with vascular disease. So the whole idea of a family physician, as myself, as a lipidologist, as myself, as someone who is in tune to treating women who have menopause, is to put it all together for the patient to help them to prevent a major event like a heart attack so that we can decrease their risk so they can have a better quality of life. And, you know, men also want a better quality of life. You know, right now I have a cold. I feel a little achy and, you know, woke up with a sore throat. I don't like to be sick. Mm-hmm. Does anybody out there like to be sick or want to be sick? No. We have so many wonderful things to enjoy about life.
Too much going on to be sick.
Too much going on. I feel that I'm very blessed. I have a wonderful office. My staff is incredible. Everyone there wants to take good care of the patients. We offer services to our patients that few offices offer. We give personalized attention. I also have spoken about, which my sister said, the most famous Datsuns. I have four Datsuns.
Yep, I've heard of them.
You know, I mean, it is the most, they're so cute. And I have a wonderful life that I don't feel that anyone wants to have a moment of not having good health.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. I don't.
And again, as a family physician, I look at the total patient. Now, remember, mind, body, spirit, it's all intertwined, and we are here to take care of the total being. You know, Medicare now has what's called a welcome to Medicare visit.
Ooh,
that's paid by Medicare.
Fun.
They also have what's called a wellness visit, which summarizes the patients in, for example, what medicines they take, what specialists they've seen, what problems do they have at home? Are there any special needs they might need at home? For example, do they need a walker? Do they need help? These are the things that we look at. But, you know, I've also incorporated into the wellness visit. And I ask my patients, what do you like to do for fun? What's your hobbies? I have patients who love shuffleboard, patients who garden like myself, who love orchids. And I love to learn, what is it? What do they do for fun? And see them as the total being that they are. And, you know, patients appreciate that. They really know. And they know that everyone, including myself, we have a patient-doctor relationship, a caring relationship. We do it with love.
When you find out all this information on your patients and you get to know your patients and things like that, do you find it's easier to know, even though they may not say something's wrong, to know something's wrong?
Yes.
And at least kind of probe that situation?
We all have our instincts where we could see the person just doesn't look right. They don't feel right. You know how they are. And, you know, when you see someone ongoing, and you can also see if their condition is getting better or worse, if they're, you know, the human body is very adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll have someone say, oh, no, I'm doing fine. And you see them walk from here to the door, and they can't breathe. Well, that's not fine.
Right.
Something's going on. I have had patients that come in, and they're very pale. And they look pale, and I said, you're anemic. Oh, no, I'm fine. I feel good. Well, guess what?
They're anemic. Yeah.
That's why a lot of times patients think, well, why can't you just take care of me over the phone? But being a doctor, we need to see. We need to examine the patient. That's how we're trained. You know, over the phone does not give you the whole picture.
I can tell you from a personal experience, I've done that before where my son has not felt good and things have been going on. So I'll call the nurse and, you know, I'll kind of tell her in the doctor's office, here's what's going on. And they're like, well, why don't you, we'll schedule to see him.
Right.
And I'm like, well, can't you just tell me what I should do between? And it's sort of that same sort of concept. Can't you just diagnose him over the phone? No, they have to see him, look at him, whatever the case might be.
There's a reason they call it vital signs. Yeah. Vital signs, blood pressure, temperature, pulse,
they might
respirations.
Be vital.
I mean, it's a reason it's called vital.
Makes sense.
It's important. So I want to thank Dr. Johnson last week. I want everyone to read Outliving Your Ovaries. And I want to make it clear to everyone, too, my program has no ties with any pharmaceutical. I'm an independent. I'm here to help teach my patients. My staff is here to take care of the patients, my patients, too. And I feel that the radio program is another way that I can get the word out and teach so patients can understand about their health and stay healthy.
And you may not be comfortable calling in here to a radio show, but if you want to call Dr. Triana's office and talk with her, maybe set up an appointment with her to discuss your needs, your individualized needs, that number is, Dr. Triana?
941-625-1990. And I will say again, the Triana Prevention Center.com. I myself listened to the program again with Dr. Johnson yesterday. And I was like, oh my gosh. I said, not because I was in the show, but I still thought it was a great show. And a lot of people say, well, you have such enthusiasm. I said, I love what I do.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's right. So I want everyone to listen to that program and our other programs. We have some other great programs on blood pressure, on salt, on olive oil. And I want everyone to avail themselves, take advantage. And if you have questions, call, or if you have any subjects you would like me to speak about in the future, email us, let us know, or call the office.
Yeah, I think the last minute and a half here we have on the show today, I think one of the major takeaways that I got from this is no matter whether or not you think it's real small, a small issue or not, talk to your doctor about it when you're in these appointments with them. And right. Let them know exactly how you're feeling about something, what you're feeling. So it may be nothing, which would be great. We want it to be nothing. But if it is something, you want to address it immediately, not wait until it becomes something much, much bigger.
Knowledge is power. And the more your doctor knows about you, and that is your physical exam, your health history, knowing your medications, having the right lab test. All this is very important. So I want to thank everyone. Stay healthy and go to my website.
TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Thank you.
Hello there, and thanks for tuning into this week's edition of Discoveries in Health. I'm your host, Chris McKay, and I'm happy to have you along today.